So there are a number of behaviours that will not be tolerated by either myself or the board of this organisation, and we will be doing everything we can to make sure that those behaviours do not continue. Some of those behaviours are isolated to certain parts within the trust, and we will be looking at those cases on a case-by-case basis to see if further investigatory action is required going forward. So I'm absolutely committed to working with our staff and listening to our staff. Since I started with the trust 4 months ago, that's always been my policy. I met with the trade unions yesterday, and we have their full support that we will work together with the staff, with the unions, to address these issues. Our staff, on a day-in, day-out basis, do an absolutely fantastic job looking after our patients, and I'm committed to continue to give them the support that they need to be able to do their job. We've taken a decision to make both the reports public. We want to be open, honest and transparent, not just with our staff, but the public, and to give that commitment to the staff and the communities we serve across the region, that we will do everything that we can to make sure that those unacceptable behaviours are addressed across this organisation, and that we build that trust and confidence in our communities and with our staff. So I've been in the ambulance service for 26 years now, and it's one of the best jobs I think that there is out there, and I would always encourage staff to put themselves forward, or put members of the public, sorry, to put themselves forward and join the ambulance service. There are a variety of different roles now in the ambulance service that didn't exist many years ago when I first joined, and the commitment from me is that I, along with the executive team and the board, will do everything we can to make CCAM a place to enjoy, in terms of working within the trust, and a place that people want to come and work for.